For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A 69-year-old man who suffers from heart issues and diabetes and was reported missing after last being seen leaving his workplace in Riverside was found in Norco this morning, police said. Ricardo Jose McNally was last seen around 5 p.m. Wednesday when he left to return a customer's vehicle to a home in Rubidoux, but never returned, according to the Riverside Police Department. The vehicle he was driving had been spotted by authorities in Fontana after he was reported missing. About 3:50 a.m., authorities announced McNally had been located. A mobile blood drive is scheduled today in Palm Springs, where donors will also be screened for COVID-19 antibodies. Lifestream Blood Bank, which says it's facing a critical shortage of donated blood, will set up at Signature Flight Support until 3 p.m. The nonprofit continues to face a dire shortage of blood, a shortage that Lifestream officials say puts cancer and surgical patients, along with accident victims and newborn babies, at risk of having crucial procedures. Lifestream is low on all blood types, but especially Group O blood, which has the highest demand. It continues to struggle to fill its blood drive calendar, which is currently booked at 50% of normal levels. The favorite American festivity of Halloween trick-or-treating is being tested by the pandemic, and people are rising to the challenge in creative ways that are both fun and safe. Dropping candy down a 7-foot chute, flinging family-sized candy bars to them via mini catapults, Game of Thrones style, or scattering candy at social distances across the front yard, or putting it in Easter egg containers. The National Retail Federation's surveys indicate Halloween spending and participation will be down a little this year, but it reports that many of those who are participating plan to spend more. California restaurants want state and county officials to refund more than $100 million in fees for liquor and health permits and tourism assessments that they say were charged while their businesses were shut down or partially closed because of coronavirus rules. Claims filed say governments in what was described as a cruel twist forced restaurants to close because of the virus, but continued to collect fees. The establishments say they were threatened with permanent closure if they didn't pay up. A government claim is an initial step before filing a class action lawsuit. California officials have 45 days to respond to the claims. Add mental health professionals to the list of frontline workers in 2020 as people grapple with the coronavirus, wildfires, social unrest, and the election.
There's been a lot of mental health demand this year on everybody who works in my field.
That's Keith Humphreys, a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford University.
It is a pretty demanding time. What do you do in those situations? I mean, at least one of the eternal human things is seek the comfort of others. So to just have someone to talk to, talk about how you're feeling.
He says you should also take a break from the news and social media once in a while and read a book, watch a movie, or go for a walk. A poll from the American Psychological Association finds about 70% of adults say the 2020 presidential election is a significant source of stress in their life. Riverside County health officials have reported 306 newly confirmed coronavirus cases and 2 additional virus-related deaths, along with a drop in hospitalizations connected to COVID-19. Virus-related hospitalizations countywide dropped by 18 overnight to 148. This total includes 32 intensive care unit patients, a decline of 26 from Tuesday's figures. All COVID-19 hospitalization counts are currently at or below levels reported in April. For KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.